This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and is anybody else thinking about getting super hot while we're all quarantined?
I'm Brandi Posey, and who's laughing now? That's my impression of the Peloton wife.
I'm Tess Barker, and I have a favorite squirrel now.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, everybody. Woo. Welcome.
Oh, my
Welcome
God.
To the show.
Lady to Lady, if you're listening to the podcast, we are all separate in our homes. We're quarantined, self-quarantining, however you want to categorize it. We are, for the first time ever, doing this podcast separately.
Yeah.
It's great. I just want everyone to know we put on makeup for you. So
we did. If you're a Patreon member, we're recording the video, so we didn't just do it for each other. I don't think we'd do that.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say... And that was definitely one. It's been obviously a very surreal week, and that was one of the moments where I was like, "Wow, I never thought it would be this fun to put on makeup because I haven't put on makeup in a while." And I was
it was interesting. Nice. I definitely I try to wing eyeliner. I was like, "What am I doing?"
Fuck it, why not?
Now's the time.
Well, Barbara, this is when you get crazy. Like, you're gonna become a makeup expert by the end of this. Like, this is your tutorial renaissance.
Oh yeah, we'll have to talk about that. I'm sure we all have plans about what we think we're gonna do here.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make some challenges. Let's make some self improvement challenges for the next.
So much to unpack. Like, first of all, what day are you guys on? What day did you go in? What day are you on? Do you know what day it is?
I'm on 4 for me, because I also came from Puerto Rico. So, I mean, I might be a carrier. Who fucking knows? I've been in, how many airports have we been in the last week?
A lot.
I mean, I flew to Boise. So that's one airport, and then from Boise to Dallas, Dallas to Miami, Miami to Puerto Rico, and then from the main island to the small island back to regular island to Miami to LA. So I probably have something.
Oh my God. Well, let's put those all in context. So we're recording this Tuesday, March 17th.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah, St. Patrick's Day. Oh no, someone pinch me.
I have green silly putty right here.
Hey, there you go.
Which you gave me while we were on shrooms, Babs.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I kept this at my desk.
It's a nice shrooms present.
I will say that was a real Groundhog's Day moment for me this morning, is I was like staring out the window looking at the sky, and Sean wished me a happy St. Patrick's Day, and like that was the first moment that it even like had kind of dawned on me that St. Patrick's Day was coming, much less that it was here. That was like kind of a Groundhog's Day moment where I was like, I really had no concept whatsoever of being St. Patrick's Day today.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think St. Patrick's Day is registered for me since like my mid-20s maybe. So it hasn't been exactly like a, oh shit, today's St. Patrick's Day.
That just tells me you haven't
I better don my green top hat and, you know.
That just tells me you haven't dated an Irish Catholic in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess it's been too long. But yeah, so it's Tuesday, March 17th. Last weekend we were in Boise doing shows and stuff, and it was kind of like, obviously, you know, it started, you know, kind of, we were starting to get concerned. We were like, what's going to happen when we go back? Mm-hmm. Are we going to get stuck in Boise? We don't know.
Yeah.
And so Brandi was going straight to Puerto Rico right from there.
Yeah.
So what was it like being over there, like hearing, you know, like hearing what was going on in the U.S. and everywhere else?
Well, it was crazy. So Puerto Rico had no cases at all at that point, and everybody was like being cautious, but also like, okay, well, this is probably the best place to be. And you'd be in paradise looking at a beautiful beach that you were the only people on. And then it would be a perfect moment. And then you would look down at your phone and it was like, hee, hee, ha, ha, just out of nowhere. I was just like, I can't read Twitter right now.
No.
I mean, I kind of wish the lockdown had happened while I was still there, because then I'd be on a fucking beach right now. Wait, hold on. Barbara, Archie is behind you like a little creep. He looks perfect right now.
I just saw he was like barely in frame. And I was like, oh my God, he's just like right there.
Just yeah. Right in the corner.
He just looks like a fight the power fist just in the corner. It's perfect.
I love you, Archie.
Oh, the baby.
Look at the weird face.
This is so good.
Oh, it's because he stood up. I was like, why wasn't I seeing him before?
Yeah, got it. Man, yeah, no, it was like, my vacation was awesome. I went with like two of my best friends that I've known forever. And they're like my professor buddies. Shout out to Lewis and Lindsay. And we had a great time because it was their spring break. And spring break in your 30s is way more fun than spring break in like your teens and 20s. So ate a lot of really good food, laid on a lot of good beaches, went to this bioluminescent bay that was super cool. So it's these these tiny microorganisms that whenever they feel friction of any kind, they light up. So it was just like this bay at night with like no clouds and no moon in the sky that like every time we were kayaking and every time you would paddle, it was just like your paddle was like going through starlight. It was crazy.
Whoa.
All the water. It was like one of the trippiest things I've ever seen in my life. It was so cool.
That sounds amazing. That's holy shit.
Yeah, there's only like five of them in the entire world. This was like the brightest one, which is crazy. So it also like you could see every time a fish would be swimming around, you would just see the fish darting through the water because they would just like be hitting all these like little microorganisms.
Whoa.
It was really, really, really trippy and cool. And they like wouldn't let anyone take like flash photos if you didn't bring your camera, because like light pollution is a big deal there. Like, I know Archie's just like, tell me more. He's really creeping around in the corner there. It was so cool because I was just like, being around that much nature was nice. Like, okay, well, you know, you guys have got it covered. I'm sorry that we're awful. It's like just what
right.
I kept, yeah. So it just it
if felt, we ever if I ever get out of my house again, that sounds like something I'd like to experience.
Very
yeah,
much
I
so.
Mean,
yeah.
Highly recommend it. And
very
then I went snorkeling
so.
The next day and saw 16 sea turtles. So aww. That was really awesome. It was like kind of a perfect last 2 days of like, you know, being on the outside.
That is nice that you got to have that. And it was your birthday, right?
Yeah, it was my birthday. Yeah, it was like a birthday trip too, which was cool. Like, I haven't really had a real vacation in a while. So it was nice to like go out with some friends, like have a good time. And then even getting back to the mainland was kind of crazy because we just like weren't around people at all on this small island. And then it was just like, whoa, Puerto Rico is like, there's like people everywhere and like San Juan. It was just like an awesome, awesome, awesome trip. Just like the power of nature is just so cool to just witness, to be like, oh yeah, we're just a part of this. And
yeah.
It's important to be reminded. You know, just put in your place a little bit, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was really great. And like sea turtles, they're so sarcastic looking. Like they always look annoyed and they're just like, what do you want? Like it's awesome. And the gal that ran on, if you're ever in Villaquay, which is like where we were in Puerto Rico, Crystal Clear Villaquay is the name of the gal that does this. And she's like a deep sea diver. So she takes like goes down like during your tour and takes pictures, like gets up in like the turtles' faces and like not too close, but like she's got a really good underwater camera and just like takes pictures of everything you're seeing. So we got to see like this manta ray that was like 4 feet wide. It was crazy. I've never
whoa.
Seen a manta ray in my life, but
I know those pictures you posted. I was like, how the fuck did you get these? And I was like, oh, okay, someone else was taking
yeah, those. Someone else was taking those. I wish. Maybe want to get an underwater camera. I was like, I don't need that. I can just have a professional do this. But yeah, she's yeah. Just
well,
cool
in probably in about 5 years, I'll get this. I'll get the photos from Hawaii.
Oh man, I used to love those disposable underwater cameras. Those are so fun.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
Really cool. Yeah, just
sorry,
like
I'm taking a screenshot of Archie being insane.
He's insane. Yeah, it was like beautiful and awesome. And then, like I said, just looking at your phone would make you feel crazy. And I'd be like, okay, well, I'm just not going to look at this for a while.
Yeah.
And then
you had said when
yeah.
You were heading out that your plan was kind of to like detox from your phone anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Which I mostly did. But then it is also like you want to hear some updates and like what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is one of those weird situations where it's like, I don't want to like feed into like being scared, but also
yeah.
Like you really legit need to know what the hell's going on.
Definitely.
So
yeah.
it's really hard to not just be tied to your phone 24 hours a day.
It's a really hard line to toe. And yeah, it's this weird thing where it's like, God, I think the best thing would just be like have an entire day, but it's changing so much every day that it's like, it feels like you really do have to be. And also,
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's just so scary. You know, obviously with Trump, how shitty he is, it's like, we can't trust him there. So it's like, I feel like we have to be looking at the CDC and places like that. Cause it's like our president is, you know, an inflated bag of rotten beans. Like we have nothing.
Yeah. It's weird. It feels like there's no one way we're getting info from. There's no, like, there's all these rumors floating around and then some of them will come true and some won't. And it's just like really scary. Cause it's like, I don't know who, you know, it's like Brandy sent this article about how ibuprofen can make your infection worse. And I'd seen that a few days ago, but it's like, why isn't someone telling us that directly? Yeah. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, like, there
I
should
had
be
the
like
same
a
reaction
source.
To that article.
Do what?
That article that you posted, Brandy, from The Guardian about how you're not supposed to take ibuprofen. That was the only place that I had read that. And everywhere else is telling you, like, stock up on ibuprofen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like there's no. Yeah. It's because it's an anti-inflammatory for those listening. It's like anything that's I guess that like weakens your immune system. So anything that like takes away from your immune system in any way, like you can take Tylenol and like, you know.
Right.
Like
and
that,
of course, but. You know, I was like, well, I don't. Well, let's talk about. So, yeah, Brandy kind of flew into the middle of it when I guess I think like back Monday when we got back, I kind of like saw what was going on and I went early to the stores. I was like, all right, I'm gonna go get shit.
Also because
I have like a shopping addiction, so it was perfect.
Yeah.
So I was like, great, I already hoard food. I'm just gonna get some more. I didn't go overboard. I was not like an asshole getting everything, but
of course,
you know, I got a few things. But I got in there kind of early and I did get Advil, which is of course doesn't help me now. Now Tylenol's like literally sold out everywhere. But yeah, I kind of got there. So like, what did you test? You went later, right? You waited to go grocery shopping?
Yeah, well, so basically like, it is weird because I remember being in Idaho with you guys and we really couldn't, it really reminded me a lot of when I was in New York for like a big hurricane and a bunch of people were talking about it, but I didn't think it was maybe that big of a deal. And then I just reemerged and it was like the middle of a hurricane. It felt like that with you guys. It was like this weird kind of like, okay, it crossed that line from being just like a news story to like, this is this thing that's like about to happen. But even when we came back, so Sean was going to be going back to Philly for the weekend and then he was going to be home for like a day and then he was going to be in Vegas for like 4 days. And so when he's out of town, I buy like way less groceries. So because I thought he was leaving town, I mean, I really hate wasting food. So because I thought he was leaving town, I was like, I'll just cook through the groceries I have and then when it's just myself, I'll just get less groceries. So, yeah. So, I guess, I mean, and I guess I knew I should have been going to store, but it was, like, not until the day before Sean's flight that he decided to cancel it.
Yeah.
So, it was kind of, like, a thing he and I were, like, deciding together. It was, like, the day before, he's, like, shit, I might not go. And then his speech that he was supposed to give at Villanova was canceled. And that was the day, I think that was Wednesday, like, all his stuff started. And then, like, they canceled. That's when they started canceling the NBA games and Tom Hanks got it and all that. Like, that was like kind of like the oh shit.
Tom Hanks was like the.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I had to go the next day and it was absolutely batshit fucking crazy the day I went. Like, it was like. I've never seen Vons like that. Like, it was a very like weird, panicky scene. Like, I think I waited like an hour to buy groceries.
Damn.
It was crazy.
Oh, P.S. Thank you for the Vons Monopoly tokens, Tess. Those are from you, right?
Of course, yes.
Did you just, like, leave them on her doorstep?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tess was watching my dog while I was out of town, and I came back to, like, a pile of them, and I was like, oh, even in a pandemic.
Tess is like a Vons Monopoly fairy. Just
well, I got a shitload of groceries. I was like, here you go, Brandy.
No, I mean, honestly, I got one. So let's just break down my Vons Monopoly board right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
I got I have two of the semi rare pieces. So okay. So for those that are listening, if you aren't doing Vons Monopoly this way, I highly recommend it. Go online, highlight on your board all the pieces that are the rare ones, so you don't get excited unless you get a rare one.
Oh.
That being said, I have, so for the big prizes, there's a rare and a semi-rare. And I got the semi-rare for the $25,000 home center.
Yes.
And the semi-rare.
Wait, I thought you were going to say $25,000. home center?
Yeah, it's like a new TV setup. Or cash.
So you would just have like one of those giant fucking like Price is Right.
Yeah, it would be aggressive. Well, no, but here's the thing. If I have the semi-rare, this okay, also I have the semi-rare for the $1 million prize too. I got that one too. They only make they actually only make like 50 of those. So that's
really?
Like kind of a big deal. Yeah. Yeah, it's like kind of a big deal, dude.
Wow.
But they only make two of the rare one. So here's my thing. Once it gets closer to the end, I'm going to like post online and try to find like people that have the rare one that need a semi-rare and make a deal for cash.
Love it.
This is my grift. Thank you.
I know a lot of people sell the rare ones online and stuff.
Exactly. See, I'm in the game.
Wow.
I mean, also Vons should just, I mean, does Vons Monopoly need to just bail everybody out? Is that an option?
I mean, if only, that would be great. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get bailed out. If I win this $1 million, I'm going to help all you guys.
This is because I just watched that documentary, The McMillions, about the McDonald's Monopoly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's really, did you guys watch that?
I listened to the podcast. What exactly? It was a guy who worked there. Well, I guess we don't want to give it away, but I listened to the podcast about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. It's crazy.
Yeah, definitely fascinating.
Just the whole thing, like the mechanisms about how one of those contests work, but then like the heist of how they steal it is really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very good long scam. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What a joy.
Yeah.
yeah, this is it's crazy. I mean, I'm, you know, my work like is working from home, but I work in events, so it's like I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna be on the road for most of April, and my entire April worth of stand up is canceled now. Woo! Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, every comedy show is canceled. It's so weird because it's like we had so much fun in Boise. Like our stand up show was so great. We all got to do long sets.
Yeah.
And I haven't like had that feeling for a while. You know, where I was just like, oh fuck, this feels so good, and then just to like have it all literally.
Yeah.
Everyone, the whole rug has been taken out from under everyone's feet. Servers, performers, everybody. I mean, my boyfriend lost a job because he works at an event, a place that does food trucks for events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know what the ripple effects of this. It's like, we don't even know, obviously, but.
Yeah. I mean, that's been tough too. It's like this thing of like, okay, well, it feels like I'm having a hard, like, I'm not even really watching that much TV or anything because I'm just so worried about work and making money.
Yeah, same.
But, like, I'm not really, people are like, oh, finally get to binge this and that. But Sean and I are watching, like, the same amount of TV that we always watch because we're just sitting here on our laptops like, fuck.
Yeah, for sure. Just, like, trying to figure out how my bills get paid right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All of us hustlers are just like, no, we just have to hustle. Like, that's,
yeah.
We have to double hustle now.
But. I will say, it is nice to kind of have that skill set and that mentality coming into this. I do feel like I'm like, okay, well, at least it feels, you know, more dire, but like I can operate in this mode. I'm at an 11 and I'm usually at like a 7. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Scrappiness, will come.
Mm-hmm. I did take our favorite dance teacher, Ryan Heffington, gave a class this morning on IG Live, and I took it, and it, like, saved my life. It was, like, the most amazing thing ever. And it was, like, everything, like, it just, like, felt so good in my body to be, like, doing his choreography, and I just had, like, the music all out, and it just, like, felt so good. And then at the end, he's just such a, like, prince and so magical, but he did this, like, meditation where he was, like, we are all, like, standing with our arms out, and I swear you could feel the energy of, like, everyone doing it separately in their own home.
That's awesome.
Ugh, that's so
and
cool.
He just, like, kept chanting, like, we're going to get through this, and then, like, he came and, like, got close to the camera and was, like, talking to us, and it was so cool seeing, like, comments from all my friends who had also done the class, and it was just, like, such a good, like, uplifting moment.
That's
yeah,
so
it was really cool.
I hope he saved. I really wanted to do that. I hope he like saved it so I can do it. That sounds
he's
amazing.
I think he's gonna keep doing them.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Yeah, so I recommend to everyone it's his personal Instagram, Ryan Heffington. But it was like it really like helped.
Yeah,
everything.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like was literally driving and I saw him go live and I was like, oh no, that would be amazing.
I know. I was in some fucking like work meeting thing where, yeah, now I have to like do Zoom meetings every morning for work, which I was saying is good because it's making me like get out of my fucking bed.
Yeah, yeah.
But I missed dancing.
Yeah.
I think I'll do it again. But yeah, dancing's been important. I'm worried, like, the other thing about like not the conflicting information and stuff like that is like another thing that I feel like has been really helpful is I've still been like running and going on walks and now I'm seeing like, no, you should actually, cause I was running at the Rose Bowl and it was like, I was keeping a distance from people, but it was still the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like some, I'm like, fuck, can I not even do that? Like,
what were you seeing about not doing that?
some people are saying because it's airborne that even like the 6 feet away thing is like you really like in France, that's why they have people on total lockdown is because even that you're not really supposed to be doing.
Wow.
But again, it's all weird. Like,
Who even fucking knows?
Yeah.
That's so frustrating. Yeah, it's like there needs to be like a place that it's like, hey, in every language possible.
I got this, by the way.
Ooh.
Looking good, Babs. I know, I've got mine around here somewhere that I bought for the fires, but now I get to use it for this instead.
Does that protect you or just keep you from infecting other people?
I think it's supposed to just keep you from infecting other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's terrifying. Like I said, I kind of bought, like, I bought stuff early, so I bought stuff before it was, like, super sold out online. So I just bought one of those. I don't even know why. It was just one of those things where it was like, I'll buy it because I guess I should, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And I have these terrifying handmade tail fucking masks.
I'm pretty pissed. I was like trying to get us some free bidets like a couple weeks ago. To, like,
you were.
I was like, ooh, I'm going to like try to get some from Tushy. This will be great. And then this happened and everything is sold out. And I was like,
shortage.
What is the fucking toilet? I got like a thing of toilet paper, but I don't really understand the...
I think it's a lot of toilet paper comes from China, so they're worried about like borders closing and stuff. I think that's,
really? That's what it was.
I think that's what I read. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but.
But people get, I thought it was just like this, it was like a collective. Somebody said that they were at Target and they were buying envelopes. Oh, Kyle Ayers. And he had to buy a bunch of envelopes and he said that a bunch of other people came over and started buying them because it just looked like he was like hoarding them and they were like, I'm going to need these too. So I think it's like a weird lemming thing.
I think that's a big part of it, is like a lot of people are just like, the herd panicking of like, oh, that's what I was told to, that's the thing to be worried about, so let me make sure I get it.
But I feel like I didn't do that with toilet paper because of that. I was like, oh, that's clearly just a pandemonium thing, and we keep usually extra toilet paper in stock anyway, so I didn't get any extra. But now I'm regretting it because I'm like, shit, should I have? Because is it really that hard to get your hands on toilet paper right now?
Well, I think like honestly give it like a week because the stores are going to restock whatever
stores
they have.
Are going to keep being restocked, and even like places on lockdown the stores are open, so I think like we're going to have access to food and toilet paper and shit, you know?
Well, that's the weirdest thing about this, where it's like, it feels like, I feel like the end of the world scenarios I've always been prepared for are like hurricanes and earthquakes. That's what all the movies say, where it's like, it's an event and then there's the aftermath of the event, versus like, there is no aftermath because it's still just like the slow ramp
up. And then somebody had a good, sorry, I'm just like regurgitating people's tweets, but that's all I've been doing. was like, you know, we always talk about post-apocalyptic, but we never talk about mid-apocalyptic.
No.
Yeah.
It's funny. I didn't expect to be receiving so many emails from bar classes during the apocalypse.
Truly.
Every fucking corporation and class has to email you.
I mean, it's really great that Bob Evans thinks I should stay strong. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
I do want to get yoked during this, though.
Oh, same. So we'll see.
Oh yeah. I'm pretty stoked. I've got my Peloton.
That's great.
Hey, I'll say this to listeners. I can have unlimited people on my account. So if you want to email me an email and a password, I'll add you to it, and you can do like strength training stuff at home if that's helpful.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll put that out there.
That's
whatever.
Amazing.
If we ever blow up, that offer goes away. But for now,
you'll change your name and identity and it's fine.
Yeah, it's great. Perfect.
All right, we gotta take a break, but we'll be right back, everybody.
And we're back.
We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
It's been crazy because
didn't say her name.
No, she did.
I did. I said it first.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh, I didn't. Well, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Yeah. Get in there quick.
it's been crazy because for my volunteer job, I do social media for the animal shelter. So that's been like crazy too, because now it's like, not that it isn't always important, but right now it's like crazy doing social media for a city shelter. And like, I'm the one that's like relaying and, you know, the information portal place.
Yeah.
So that's been crazy because everything like kind of, because I was like, at first they were going to be limiting people that could come in, and then they just closed down completely yesterday. But now they really need fosters because volunteers can't go in, like the dogs aren't going to get walked at all. Like they're going to get fed, but not walked at all. So we really need fosters. So what we're doing is like setting up appointments for people who can come in foster. But I really recommend where you are, please foster if you can.
Yeah. I mean, this is the time. Yeah. It's like if you, it, most people are, you know, hopefully if you're home, by the way, also, if you're listening to this, I hope to God, if you have the option, you're staying home, please do it.
Come on.
Don't fuck around. Don't go. I know this is like a stupid plea and a lot of people have been saying it, but like, just don't go out if you don't have to. I know some people have to, but please don't. Yeah, and if you're going to, stay in. It's the perfect time to foster a dog. Foster a dog or a cat or anything you have the means to. It's like, even just for a few weeks, you could change their life. Well, a bunny. And also, it's really important because they get to know the dog's personality more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that
for people
potentially adopting it, they can like have more information.
Well, and just having a pet around right now is just for your own emotional well-being is definitely way helpful too. I mean, like, it's been great having Jack just like chilling out with me, you know, and he is an excuse to go outside and stuff too. What would you do without Archie?
I don't know what I would do without Archie. Like, he's like literally been by me every single second. I would go crazy.
Seriously, I feel so lucky to have the dogs here. And like, especially the more like loony I get, I'm like, this is perfect. All I ever want to do is talk to you guys and dance with you anyway.
By next week, we're all just wearing toilet paper on our bodies with tissue boxes in our hands.
Yeah, this is the time for pets to thrive. They're like, we are loving it.
It really is.
I know there should be like a pet to pet episode of all of our pets just being like, this is great.
They've never had a more active life in their lives.
Exactly. I'm like, Jack, do you want to go outside again, please? Do you want to go outside again? Let's do it. Good, he's still
sleeping. We're all in like different positions because like Tess, you and Sean, you know, obviously live together. So you got, how is it being together like 24/7 now?
I mean, it's good. So normally, like, I guess in a way I feel like I work from home anyway, so it's like I feel like kind of well equipped for this because I'm pretty used to having like structure and things that I do, and like I'm sitting at my work desk right now, like, so I'm pretty used to this situation. That said, because I work from home, like, I've always gone out a lot at night or to exercise or stuff like that, so I feel like anyway. But now Sean is working from home too. I'm very glad he has. So he's working on the Glam Cave right now.
Great.
And we've both been like, we wake up early in the morning, we have our coffee and breakfast, and then we go into our separate offices, and then we have lunch together. And then we're together for dinner and stuff like that. But it's been really good having like separate workspaces.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really smart. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Adam's like still in WeHo. Because he was feeling a little bit sick and I was feeling a little bit sick. So we were like, well, let's like not, you know, let's like ride this out.
Be safe,
first. Yeah. And he was waiting to get some like deliveries and stuff. But he's probably going to come over here at like the end of the week and we'll be, you know, quarantined together. So I'm like, okay. It's like a test run of like him moving in, you know.
It definitely tests your relationship. I mean, we've had like some interesting conversations. I think it's been good for that because you have nothing to do but hang out. But it's also like... Mm-hmm. It is a stressful situation and you are just like stuck in small quarters. Like you're both equally stressed about the same thing. So it's just a lot of compression, like in a small area.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Not most of our regular outlets, especially like, stand up or anything. So it's interesting.
Well, it's a weird time to be in like kind of a new relationship because you're like, hey, do you want to potentially infect each other? How much do you like me?
I mean, there's people still going on fucking Tinder dates.
That's insane.
Like, that's
fucking wild. Insane. Look, I'm gonna say this: like, we're the generation that invented cybering. Like, fucking go online. Like, stop. You don't need to see people in person right now if you don't have to. Like, chill the fuck out. There's a pandemic. Keep it in your pants.
That being said, I'm very glad I'm not single because who knows what wild shit I'd be getting up to.
So true. Patient zero.
So like, Twitter's been like hornier than usual. Have you guys noticed that?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh,
yeah. I feel like the end of the world is really bringing it out of people in a fun way.
Yeah,
it's been pretty funny. Well, it's funny. Yeah. My roommate Anna moved in, so now it's like we're just like, wow, cool. So we're just like really gonna like hang out in the apocalypse.
Let's get to know each other.
Yeah, it's been great. She got a new cat named Oscar, who's very cute. So.
Aww.
Jack and Oscar are learning to get along with each other. It's Aww. Working. It's working out a little
bit. They're like kind of like more like Oscar and Felix.
Hello.
Am I right? Okay.
That would be such a cute adaptation. A dog and cat odd couple.
That's what I was wondering that, because I know all sports got canceled, but like the Puppy Bowl can still happen, right? I hope.
Oh, so true. So true. But that won't be until next February. So hopefully we can have the regular bowl by
then.
No,
I know. I don't know. I guess there's not really like puppy basketball or anything.
Well, I wish. I mean, that's what the team should be doing. Teams, if you're listening, like you should just be recruiting your best puppies and then just have a regular season.
LeBron James, we know you're a big lady to lady fan.
Yeah. Come on.
Labrador James, let's get him going.
I did see LeBron tweeted that he needs a vino drinking partner, and I was like, that is just so cute. Like, even LeBron, I'm just picturing LeBron in his rich ass house, just like not able to play basketball, just getting shit housed on wine.
I know. All these athletes have got better watch themselves.
I will say Sean thought of something really smart. He's doing so March Madness got canceled. He has a podcast about gambling. Him and his partner are simulating March Madness.
Oh,
cool. No.
They used like, I think some video game on like PlayStation or something, but they created the exact teams and they're going to be live announcing like a real tournament. Like they're playing the game.
That's
a great
idea.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, people are watching Marvel Racing, so I feel like people are going to watch that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, people want content, baby. Mm-hmm.
I know. How do you guys feel about your, like, are you, like, going to become a YouTuber now, a Twitch? Like, where are we feeling as far as our content releasing?
Great question.
Because I've kind of been, like, I guess I should, like, I've always wanted to, like, make more videos, but it just feels like, oh, God. It feels so, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I ordered a T-Rex costume because I'm going to wear it around the town like a hazmat suit and try to shoot some funny videos with that. So just to, you know, not be bored, I think, more than anything. We'll see how much writing actually gets done while I'm here. Who knows? I think I'm just going to like read a lot is kind of my plan. Also, I just downloaded a bunch of piano lessons. So I'm going to I put it on my calendar for half an hour.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'm trying to do that, too. Because yeah, it was weird because I was taking piano lessons at the community college again, and I actually ran into my teacher at Trader Joe's, like, and he's a very, like, soft-spoken kind of, like, scholarly man, and this was before this shit had totally hit the fan, and he was just kind of like, well, yes, I think, you know, everything will be fine, and he's just like, and I'm like, well, I'm never going to see this person again, probably, like, yeah. That was it, I will never see that man again in my life.
Well, it's so funny, because, like, in my trailer park, there's, like, a lot of older people, and, like, you know, a lot of the younger people that live here, we, like, have reached out to them to be like, hey, if you need anything, like, let us know, like, you know, let us know, and, like, my buddy Barry, who's this, like, old man, I just saw him outside, and he was like, ah, I'm fine, it's not a big deal. And I was like, well, take it seriously, please. And like, I'll help you whatever you need it. He's like, Y2K, Eagle Rock. He's just like a very, like, very surly version of Sophia from the Golden Girls telling stories.
Like, well, also, this. Like, that's the thing is people keep referencing Y2K like nothing happened, but people worked very hard to make it not happen. So it's not exactly a correct reference because.
Well, that's an idiotic reference. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, sure. No, it's not. Sorry. No. Not.
I know. We didn't, like, slowly watch Y2K disastrously play out all over multiple other countries before it came here. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, this is a crazy Eagle Rock fact that I didn't know that he told me. Eagle Rock, for Y2K, the old, Tess, you know the hardware store that's over by the Burger King that shut down?
Oh, yeah.
That closed up? Y2K, they were selling $50 bags of lime in case people died and then you had to bury them in your yard and cover them with
lime.
Are
you fucking kidding me?
Jesus.
That's what Barry told me. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. That's so crazy.
This was 20. That sounds like something from like the 30s.
No, that's 20 years ago.
I do not remember Y2K being that built up. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we were like the age to just kind of like also not give a fuck. But.
I was a senior in high school and I remember I had a very fun night that night. I was in Westlake Village, Lake Sherwood, at like my rich friend's house, and we had one of those parties where the parents were like, you guys can drink as much as you want, just put your keys in this fishbowl. I had a very fun night.
I love that you were having fishbowl parties in high school. That's amazing. Man, I remember we were I had a New Year's party at my house, and the only thing that happened is that like 5 minutes after midnight, my Furby that had been off turned on and then screamed.
Oh, yeah.
And its eyes rolled back into its head and it never came on again. Which was.
Whoa.
I hated that thing anyway. Hey, Archie.
Hi, Archie. Have you seen the Furbies that have their hair removed?
Oh, yeah. No, that is a crazy Google hole to go down.
I think those are kind of cute, though.
Kind of skeletons.
Like yeah. Hairless cats?
Yeah. Hairless Furby.
Should we play this game?
Sure. You guys want to play
it? We found a Would You Rather, everybody, just to, you know, do something.
lighten the mood a little bit. Okay. Feel free to also, you know, on our, join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast. People are chatting in there about, you know, everything going on.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather know the history of every object you touched or be able to talk to animals? This is such a weird.
Oh, that's, man, that's difficult. Because, like, my gut says talk to animals, but I also, like, really, I like, love thrifting because I, like, love imagining the history of things. Although, I guess imagining the history is probably more interesting than the actual reality most of the time.
Yeah, you might not want to know the actual history behind a lot of
Yeah, I think it would be prohibitive to know the actual history, especially for thrift shopping, because you find, like, a cute shirt, but then if you knew, like, the nipples that were actually inhabiting it before you.
Totally. Just, like, this was in somebody's butt, and now it's yours.
Yeah.
Fair.
I mean,
talk to animals. Although animals might be jerks.
No way.
I mean, some animals.
Yeah, but that's beings for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, like people, you can hopefully get away from the... I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I guess I considered it as like you'd be able to read their mind, but that's different. You'd be able to talk to them.
Yeah. Mm. Imagine if an animal cat called you. Like a, like a really pervy, like, oh, hey, baby.
Oh my God.
Archie turns out to be a creep.
Oh, he would be, but that makes sense.
Yeah, your kid.
We're creeps together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely hear animals talk.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to know that. I'm terrified, actually, of like picking up objects. And even in like a Target, if you pick something up and like it was like, oh, someone like, fucking rubbed this on their armpits or something.
Especially now. I mean, maybe now it would
That's
be helpful.
That's the most mild thing, but yeah.
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 Okay. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early?
Oh, 20 minutes early. I'm living that 10 minutes late life, and it's like...
Yeah, I feel like 20 minutes early is not that crazy.
Yeah, because then you have the moral high ground.
Because they should say, like, an hour early or something. It's, like, 20 minutes early. It's, like, well, like, 20 minutes. I can do anything 20 minutes.
I mean, 20 minutes early is actually... I love this question because it's... We're all always 10 minutes late. And 20 minutes early is within our grasp. So even though our answer is... We're probably all going to say 20 minutes early. That we could do that.
Yeah.
But what we do is 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course. I don't think I've ever left on time for something. I mean, I have... I've gotten a little bit better at it, but... In general, it's never been my thing.
No.
Auditions, you're supposed to show up, like, you know, be there 15 minutes early or something, and it's like, ha ha ha.
Fucking never. Well, they also take 45 minutes from that point to get you in the room, so no, I don't have this time.
I don't do auditions that much, but I had one on Tuesday or something, like, right, you know, again, like, the day before everything, like, shut down. And it was just so... I started, like, laughing like a fucking hyena in the waiting room because of just how pointless it was. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah, I was just sitting there, like, looking at the other women who were, like, about to go read for this fucking part for this terribly written, like, shitty-ass sitcom.
Yeah.
And I was just like... I just started, like, dying laughing.
I would love to be in an audition waiting room and one of the actresses just starts maniacally cackling.
Because it was like all the, you know, one of the other people, women was talking about how she's a server and how she's not going to have work anymore. You know what I mean? It was just like, like, what the fuck are we doing? We're about to go in and like dance for these fucking gatekeepers, you know? It was just... Very surreal.
Oh my God.
But it definitely made the audition go better because I was like, this truly doesn't matter. And that's when they say, you book it, right?
Oh, yeah, baby.
If the industry didn't completely shut down, maybe that would have been my big breakthrough.
It is weird. I feel like everyone's going to finish watching all the things. Like, we're going to need new shows because.
I actually thought, like, I was like, if I worked for Netflix or somewhere, I would, like, immediately be like, okay, how do I make, like, a quarantine, like, binge show late in the next week?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, basically.
They need, like, Love is Blind 2 to come out, like, ASAP
right now.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Man, I've poo-pooed, like, virtual reality comedy, but this might be the
this
future.
This is it. Yeah. Unfortunately. This is gonna be it.
I know all the things we thought we were better than, like you know, YouTube comedy, virtual reality. We're like now that we're such addicts, we're like, please, please, anything, attention.
Exactly.
But that is the thing. I was thinking, because, yeah, we have this show coming up, which I'm so excited about, the quarantine comedy show on Thursday. But I'm like, none of us are going to be getting that, like, hit of the laughter.
No, there's nothing like being in front of a crowd. It's like, even if there was VR, even if you could hear the laughs, it's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
Adjusting to that. Yeah, I don't know how the fuck. Somebody's going to have to come up with a really good, like, live entertainment streaming thing that where you feel, like, not VR, but, like, close.
Yeah, you hear that, nerds? Nerds that are listening, figure it out.
Or it's like a two-way street kind of thing. Yeah.
Also, nerds, if you're listening, do watch. We are. Yeah, I'm help co-hosting a live stream comedy show this Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. PST. If you follow Comedy Quarantine on Instagram, Brandy and Tessa are on it. We're doing like a live. It'll be like everyone's doing short sets, just kind of like from their living room, whatever. It'll be interesting. I don't know how it's going to go technically, but it's going to be fun. There'll be a lot of people tuning in. So follow Comedy Quarantine if you want to watch the future of comedy, maybe.
Right before your
question
eyes.
Mark.
Yeah. Okay. I got one. Would you rather have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation or have to burp after every kiss?
Oh.
God, this is a horrible
terrible.
One. Wait, can I say it again?
Would you rather have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation or have to burp after every kiss?
I mean, the farting would obviously lighten the tension.
Yeah.
For at first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's some pretty hard, serious conversations you got to have sometime.
I feel really bad for the other person in both of these cases because it's like.
Me too. Yeah.
It's kind of like worse for them almost.
Well, it's mostly like, which way do you want to torture your partner?
I really hate burping, but after a kiss, it's like, at least it's not before.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. But it is. But what if you're kissing on the way to having sex? I guess you just burp and.
Yeah. I feel like a burp is a little easier to like subdue.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so. Also, I feel like if you're the one farting in the serious conversation, you're never going to have the upper hand in that conversation.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Yeah, you lose your power with the fart. You absolutely
having
do.
The upper hand is very important. So that is.
Yeah. Exactly. And like burps can be cute. You can do a little like, eh. Like,
Yeah.
No, but didn't they say a big fart?
No, you fart loudly.
Fart loudly.
Yeah,
okay,
fart
okay.
loudly. It didn't say anything about what kind of burp it has to be. That's a good loophole.
Yeah, I prefer burping to farting. I'm going to take burping.
Yeah, same. I actually really like burping a lot.
Yeah, I don't know which one I would do.
Well, Barbara, you got to figure it out.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
She's trying to play us a fart noise.
Oh, no, it's on my Bluetooth headphones. God damn it. I thought that was going to be great. Fuck. All right. It's going to come for you guys later. Hey, fart noises will get us through, you know?
I mean, honestly, there needs to be like.
Well, you guys, we are going to go. I think we should go look for some whoopee cushions. And we will be right back while we do that.
Be back. We're back on Lady to Lady. Okay, whatever. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to play this one. It says normal.
Oh, okay.
What does normal mean?
That's normal?
I don't think that's normal. Some guy made that. That's a man labeled that.
Yeah, that was a little too long for a norm. A normie. Archie, oh my God.
What's he doing?
He's got to investigate. So, yeah, let's read a lady problem. If you have any quarantined, pandemic-related lady problems, please send them to us. Or any other kind. At ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
We have a pretty good update of one.
Yeah.
Actually, let me go find it. Somebody updated us in the Facebook group about theirs, because they had written in talking about how their mom, was it her mom or mother-in-law?
Mother. I think it was her mom, actually.
Yeah,
it was her mom.
Yeah.
Her mom was, like, helping them take care of their dog, but in return was being, like, really intense and kind of controlling and, like, dismissive of them and shitty about when she would, you know, like, also would clean up when they didn't want her to and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So let me find it. Sorry, I'm trying to upload my Facebook. You guys know. Go to the YouTube.
On the internet.
Yeah, we'll get there. Oh, guys, University of Sewing is canceling their classes. Just to let everyone know. But CD Baby is still running during the pandemic. Of course, you're like a digital district. You better be running. Better be.
Speaking of.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, sorry, it's like not. It's taking forever.
Okay,
well, we have a lady problem. So while we're loading that, maybe we can do the lady problem.
Okay, yeah, let's
Let's do that.
Hi, ladies. I love you all so much, and I'm a regular listener. So, I'm engaged to the greatest guy I've ever met. We've been together almost 3 years, and we rarely fight. If we do, it's because he accidentally hurts my feelings, or I accidentally hurt his. Nothing too serious. I see a therapist, and she's encouraged us to come in for couples therapy just as a preventative thing. She describes some of the issues we have as a slow leak and better to fix some of the issues before they turn into major problems. I think my fiance is open to this and he sees his own therapist regularly as well. But he does seem to think that going to couples therapy means there's something seriously wrong or that it's a last resort measure. I always feel better after talking about things with my therapist, but my lady problem is that I have nightmares about my fiance cheating on me on a weekly basis and leaving me for someone else. They're always so realistic that I've woken up crying or I wake up thinking it's real and that I have to leave him. There's nothing he's done that would lead me to believe he's cheating or would cheat, just subtle things that I believe I'm being paranoid about, such as him not texting me back right away, staying late for work meetings, which are probably legit and sound legit. I'm just very sensitive and was cheated on previously. Sometimes my dreams are absolutely wild, and other times I can tell it's my brain trying to work actual things in my life out while I'm asleep. I'm just afraid my subconscious is trying to tell me something, but it could just be my insecurities about having gained weight and lost some of myself and independence since being with him. Any insight you all have is helpful, and I love you all.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This sounds really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dreams are a trip, man, because there is definitely that weird residual thing of, like, no matter how much of them are grounded in reality, you do sometimes, if it's a real strong dream, you do wake up with that emotion still. But I think what I've always understood is that, like, your dreams are generally not super literal. I mean, it's like your subconscious works in really kind of trippy, weird ass ways. And, like, even when you wake, you're trying to put, like, a waking perspective on an order on something that actually is kind of very gut-based and very... I mean, so I don't think even if it's your fiance... I mean, I don't know. Maybe, like, other psychologists know more about this. But I think a lot of times you substitute in people for things that might mean, like, not exactly literally what that person means to you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Brandy can't really talk this. She's using dreams, so even...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can't really speak to the having recurring dreams about something like that. That's so rough. I mean, I wonder if, like, she's told her fiancé that she's having these dreams or not.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
You know?
She's assume she has, but yeah, I guess I don't know. It's so hard because it's like it's a weekly basis. I mean, that's tough. It's like probably one of those things where every time you think you're out of the woods, it happens again and you have to start over. So that cycle's got to feel really frustrating because you're just going through it constantly. I mean, I don't know if like meditation might help you, you know, something like that before you go to bed at night. Maybe getting into like a mode of, you know, putting away the phone, kind of like getting yourself into a really calm space before you go to sleep and trying to meditate and like put yourself into a good headspace before you sleep might help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was having issues like there was this period like I feel like a couple months ago where I was having like a lot of nightmares and I don't know that there was really anything going on in my waking life that I could really pinpoint like why I was having these nightmares. I really was having a hard time correlating it, but then I was waking up just feeling horrible. Like it's a horrible feeling because you don't feel like you got good rest. It just takes like a psychological toll on you. So I did start doing like a lot more. I've talked about on here the Sleep With Me podcast. I love that. Like that really to me like clears my brain out. And when I'm having nightmares, I feel like that really helps. And then yeah, doing some kind of meditation and just, I think starting out with like as blank of a slate as you can when you fall asleep can have like a pretty big impact.
I guess it depends, because it's like the sleep with me helps a little bit in the opposite way, where it's like, it's not a blank slate, but it's such like dreamy nonsense that's so positive that it kind of like leads you down that path, you know?
Yeah, I feel like when I listen to Sleep With Me, I sleep with a pretty blank slate, because I'm not thinking about my shit. It's like whatever his story that he's telling is more what I thought about instead of like whatever thoughts I was going
to
have.
That's what I mean, is like, it is like, yeah, it's not blank. You're kind of like attaching to him, but it's a really good thing to attach to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. You know, it's like, if you've been cheated on before, it's very hard to get rid of those like instincts and that kind of like, you know, obviously paranoia that it could be happening again. So yeah, I guess it does come down to like if you've talked to him about it and what.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that this is like definitely like a place to be communicating with him, to be like, hey, I'm having these dreams. I don't think there's anything there, obviously, but like it is, I need you to be more communicative right now while I'm working through this stuff. Like, ask him for like what you need that would make you feel better about this. Like, if he's, you know, he's not texting you back right away, just be like, hey, just right now I'm kind of going through something. It would be helpful if you would do this for me. Just like ways that you guys can increase your communication during this time. I mean, and then I don't know if you've been honest with him about your insecurities about this. I mean, it is like a loss of independence when you're like getting with someone. That's one way to look at it, but it is also like, you know, choosing to be with somebody and like opening yourself up to be like, cool, we're like creating this life together that actually makes us as a unit more independent from other things too. You know, it's just that, I mean, makes sense.
Yeah. And I think it's pretty common. I don't know if this is like a talking point you want to use with him, but I think it's pretty common for like engaged couples to go to some kind of a therapy, because you are like going to shift your relationship a little bit when you get married. Like, you are entering sort of a new phase of your relationship. So if he's sort of resistant, or he, you know, is worried that going to therapy means that something's like drastically wrong with you guys, I would just kind of phrase it, yeah, in like a positive way. Like, you just want to start off your marriage on a good foot.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to find the name of it real quick. I've been listening to this Esther Perel podcast. She's a really great couples counselor. I think it's called Where Do We Begin? Or Where Should We Begin? And it's her sitting down with couples, basically like, this is what, it's you sitting in on like a couples therapy session. And half of them don't really even have problems, but it's like, this is what I think I'm saying, but this is what I'm hearing. So, which is, I think, so many problems with like couples, where it's like, you think that you're saying the same thing to each other, but you're actually like, because of your experiences that you're bringing into it, you're bringing in two very different things. So I like, might be worth like you guys even just like send him one and be like, this is actually what this kind of thing is. It's just like fine tweaking the way that we talk to each other and taking a step back to kind of understand through a third person, like seeing, oh wait, this is where your breakdown is happening in your communication.
Yeah, because you're, depending on what you're talking to him about with this whole thing, it's like you're also probably putting on a layer of like pretending it's okay, or not wanting to seem too needy, or whatever that is. You're probably also adding that on top of the stuff you're already worried about. So it would be probably good to have a third party person to come in and kind of help you break down like what, you know, how you're communicating with him about this, because it's so easy to just subconsciously add all this extra shit on when you're kind of like having this kind of issue.
For sure. It's called Where Should We Begin with Esther Perel. Highly recommend. It's pretty great.
And I feel like this and a lot of like anxiety based stuff kind of comes from like this illusion that you can control other people, because as much as you know, it's good that you're doing work to kind of like, you're aware of this anxiety that you have and you're aware of this paranoia, but it's also like you don't actually have control over his actions. And that's part of what being in a relationship is, you kind of just have to trust. It is trust. Like, you don't, so you, these paranoias are based in you trying to like thinking you have control, but you don't. And he doesn't have control over you. You just have to trust. You know, it's fucking scary, but like,
yeah.
You are really only in control of yourself, and you have found like this guy that loves you and that wants to marry you, and like you've already decided to get engaged with him. Like, obviously you trust him to a pretty large degree, and this is the person you want to marry.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I wonder if it's like you've got these insecurities about like having gained weight and like feeling like you're losing your sense of independence and stuff. Have you talked to him about this at all and been like, hey, I like, something that would feel good is like if you complimented me more and like told me things that you liked, like, you know, tell him to like plan a date night that makes you feel sexy, that, you know, kind of helps you get over that kind of stuff a little bit.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I think that's like helpful to kind of put the ball in his court a little bit with that stuff. Because sometimes I think guys just need to be told, like, hey, this is what I need you to do for me right now.
They like an IKEA instruction.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's important to be like, you know, to lay out the things that you want. I mean, I'm bad at that. I'm definitely fall to the like, well, you should know what I want. And that's not fair. You know, I think it's just something we do naturally. And so I'm working through that with my relationship right now where it's like I have to like talk about it. I can't just expect it. You know? And I think a lot of guys are like that. Yeah, they really need like a step by step, you know, manual about like what exactly you're looking for. And it's very hard to ask for, you know, depending on who you are. But I have a hard time with it. So I think like in the end, communicating with him more is only going to improve your relationship. You know, it's only going to help this situation. So if you can kind of push past the awkwardness you might feel of any of that, I do think a therapist would be a really good idea because it's going to help just, you know, they're going to be the one asking questions, not you, which might be a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I feel like you guys are going to be quarantined together for a while now, too. So
maybe you've already.
So he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Read this update. I got it pulled up.
Yes.
Okay. This is from Brittany. Update for you to hopefully shed a little light during this crazy ass time. I'm the girl with the lady problem back in August about her mom being too invasive and disrespectful of my house when puppy sitting. Things are so much better now. My boyfriend and I had another really good talk with my mom, but essentially gave her the ultimatum you guys suggested. Respect us in our space or no more puppy sits. She lashed out a little at first, but quickly came around and has been perfect ever since. Very communicative with us, not touching our stuff anymore, and I no longer feel stressed whenever she's coming over because of this. My papa's also doing so much better. The sweet boy is a little over a year and a half old now, so he's much better at being home alone. He doesn't have separation anxiety like you guys had thought. He honestly just really hated his crate, no matter what we did, so we got rid of it. And he's been an absolute angel since. He just chills on the bed all day and is so floofy and happy. We have a baby cam to keep an eye on him just in case he gets in trouble, but so far so good. We also have a dog walker so my mom can come less often, and Ollie started going to daycare one day a week to tucker him out since we both got pay raises at work and can actually afford things now. Fucking aww. Magic, and honestly, I wasn't going to be able to have that initial convo with my mom without the push and advice from you ladies. So thank you. Stay safe during this shit show of a time. Puppy pics below. He's so sweet.
Aww. I love it. Her dog is so cute.
Yeah, go. That's posted in the Lady to Lady podcast group on Facebook, so go look at him. He's so cute, and that's so cool to hear such a positive update. Thank you, and yeah, if you have any updates from any other lady problems, let us know, and it's always nice to hear, you know. It's like we put this stuff out into the ether, and then you hope that
we hope for the best. We love meeting you guys, and like you guys, we've met people who've gotten divorced, married, promotions.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy the impact that we have sometimes. It's pretty cool.
Or that you guys
especially
have
now, it's like, yeah, I mean, people being so isolated, you know, hopefully that's the things. Yeah, podcasts and everything like that obviously going to be like very important for people to feel connected. So
yeah,
we appreciate everybody for listening, and hopefully this, you know, I don't know if this is going to be our only in quarantine version after we, I guess we'll see what the future is for podcasting.
Yeah, I have a feeling it'll be like this for a minute. I mean, we'll see if maybe we can get a guest on or something too, but
yeah,
I don't know. We'll work
it out,
you
know, if our fucking country gets it together and everyone gets tested, then we can move from there, but that won't happen for a minute, so we'll see.
Get comfy.
End on a positive note.
Get
sorry.
Comfy. meditate, exercise.
Yeah. Hey, also, can I say when you're going to buy groceries at the grocery store, guys, remember you can get some fresh food too. Like I was in Target and like all of the cereal was gone, but then there was just like a lot of like cheese and like fruits available, and I was like, y'all, like the physical structures of society are not going anywhere. Your refrigerator will work. Like you can buy some fresh food. Don't just eat a bunch of sugar and grain, because then it's gonna make
I mean
feel
that's
like
all I'm doing and I'm loving it.
Okay, well never mind. Be like Babs. I've been making charcuterie plates every day like a fucking divorcee. It feels great.
Oh, that's
I have one bag of kale and I'm avoiding it until
are
I have
serious?
To
this is Big Bear all over again.
I'm trying to stretch our groceries out for 2 weeks. So like I got a bunch of fruits and veggies, but then of course that stuff is ending and I'm about to enter the like canned beans phase and I'm like gonna miss the fruits and veggies. But I mean, I'm gonna go back to the store, but I'm just trying to space out how often I have to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Of course. Yeah. Yeah, guys, be safe. You know, wash your hands, wash your face. I found out that the chorus to It's the End of the World as We Know It is exactly 20 seconds long. So wash your hands to that.
I will say past guest Allison Becker posted a very good hand washing tutorial, which I never thought I would watch or need, but I've been doing it since she did. And I think it's a good,
Yeah, you gotta rub them in soap for 20 seconds, not just immediately.
But also the way that she did it. It's like a few different, moving your hands a few different ways.
Ooh,
so
okay. Well,
pretty exciting.
Go check that out.
I mean,
out.
It's the little things.
Yeah, totally.
But for, yeah, what
it's
are
a
you
bath, hand bath.
We didn't talk about what are your, just quickly before we go, what's everyone's like project? What do we think we're doing here? What are we trying to learn? Getting ripped.
I got piano. I'm going to start Duolingoing again. That's my plan. I'm going to ride my Peloton every day. And then, yeah, I mean, as a pilot, I've been wanting to kind of work on for a while. I'm kind of like giving myself a week to like not be so focused on creative shit because I'm like, let me just let this settle in because life is very different now.
Yeah.
Oh, also, for those listening, I had these like cool stickers made for tour. That I was going to take out, but my tour isn't happening, but I'm mailing them. They're these cool, like holographic Brandy Posey stickers.
Those are awesome.
Yeah. I'm sending those and I printed out like a joke that I drew, like, but I'm sending that along with that for like $10 if you Venmo me to everybody. I'm going to do 1-inch pens with them too. Just as like a cute, like, well, these were for my tour. My tour is canceled. So let me make some money if I can.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So then get them on your website.
Yeah, yeah, they're my website. They're on, and then I post them on Instagram and Twitter as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've got to finish my album, which I recorded almost 2 years ago. So I'm going to finish editing that.
There's a lot of comedians like stuck with their album, stuck with like audio sitting in a corner on a hard drive, just like.
Oh. I know. It's like, God damn it. It's the,
Maybe I'll take this time
it's
to
the
listen.
The telltale heart now.
I'll take this time to listen to my sets.
Yeah, I got that. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. I'll probably do some kind of like live stream thing like. I don't know if it'll be daily or not, but something like that. And then, I don't know, I want to paint my room.
That's a great
idea. And, yeah, a few things. I'm in the same boat where I'm like, I'm trying to like, for this first little week, like, kind of just take care of some odds and ends, and then we'll see where we are, you know?
Yeah.
Not put too much pressure, but yeah, piano also would be nice. I feel like I was doing really well with lessons, and then I stopped, and I feel like I've lost everything. If I got back into it, doing it a little bit every day, I'm sure it would come back, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Tess?
It's kind of funny because, like, even before all this happened, I don't know why I thought this, but randomly, like, a month ago, I was like, I'm going to take 14 weeks this year, and each week I'm going to focus on a different one of Stephen Sondheim's musicals and learn everything about it.
Ooh.
And then this Sunday in the Times, I actually have it right here. It's, like, the most delicious thing I've ever read. They did, like, a long-form thing on Stephen Sondheim. So I was like, this is it. So I'm gonna do Merrily We Roll Along this week. So I am going to, I think, do that. Just try to learn a lot about every Stephen Sondheim musical.
That's cool.
And then I also, like, I've just been kind of had this, like, itch to write a play recently, which I sort of started, like, outlining and beating out before all this happened. And then it's been, like, rainy and gloomy the last couple of days, and I did feel compelled to write. So I just kind of sat in bed and wrote for the last couple of days. So I'm like, if I can write a play while this is happening, that'll be good.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
And then, awesome. Yeah, I guess got to figure out some way to, like, get validation. So something on Instagram or something.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, I mean, we have our live Lady to Lady show that is the first Sunday of every month at the Airliner in L.A. The next one won't be happening April 5th, but we'll probably try to figure out some kind of live stream version of it. So we'll let you guys know what that's going to look like.
Yeah, exactly.
At least. The first one was great.
Yeah, it was really fun. It felt like we were really going to build some great momentum off of it. Like, shout out to Ryan Nemeth, our beautiful feminist stripper.
Yeah.
He killed it.
So we'll let you guys know. We also have a newsletter now, so if you go, I guess we don't really have a link to it. Anyway, we'll put a link to it on our website and stuff. And yeah, I guess that's everything, right?
Yeah. Well, and also, if you are not a Patreon patron currently, like, we would appreciate it. A lot of our income has kind of dried up a little bit. We were recording this, the video of this, it's going to go on under the $5 tier. And I think, like, as long as we're doing, like, these, you know, these quarantine episodes, like, we'll be throwing those up every week or whatever. Like, we're going to be working on more content to kind of make it worth your while. But, you know, patrons have, like, always been very directly affecting us too. And, like, you know, if you got a couple of bucks, it definitely would add to that right now for all of us.
Yeah, thank you to everybody who's already been on there. And we'll just go over the Patreon really quick. If you go to patreon.com/ladytolady, there's a $2 tier that gets you ad-free episodes. $5 tier gets you a bonus episode every month and the ad-free episodes. $10 gets you the top secret session, which is weekly. We do an extra little bonus session. That's, you've heard, like, some teases for that where, you know, someone does something fucked up and they want to admit it.
Yeah. Stuff that will ruin us one day. You gotta
pay to hear that, baby.
Yes.
And then also you get everything else, the bonus. And there's a $20 tier. Well, we'll send you a little care package in the mail. And you also get access to a Discord channel where we chat and stuff like that. And that's been interesting right now because everyone's kind of talking about what they're going through. So go check it out if you want to, you know, learn how to support us and stuff like that. And thanks, y'all.
Yeah. We love you guys. Stay safe and stay sane.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.